Welcome to the Walid Azami podcast. Today's guest, or today's coaching mentor guest, is Leslie Bryce. She's a very talented photographer in the LA area. She has photographed Jessica Alba, Justin Bieber, Joe Jonas, Kelly Clarkson, amongst many other notable stars. Now, Leslie has a two-year-old. Then let's add to the equation what happened in all of 2020, plus all the business changes that went through that in the industry. With all of that said, Leslie is ready to re-enter the market, and she wants to make sure that she does Instagram the proper way. She doesn't have a lot of time, understandably, and she wants to make sure that she remains authentic to who she is, and she's looking for a way to bring in a stream of income for her business. That's what our coaching session is today, and let's get started. Welcome, Leslie Bryce. How are you? How are you doing today?
Doing great. Thank you.
Of course. First thing, I would love for you to tell us, how would you describe your photography? Just the style first and the work you've done.
I would say that my style is, it's portraiture. I try to tend to be more traditional. I went to school for photography and have a degree in fine art photography. So that kind of comes out in a lot of my portraits.
So it's an intimate session.
Yeah, I like to try to talk with them, and I always get my subjects or clients involved in the shoot. I ask them, what do you want us to do? What do you envision for yourself? How do you want to come across?
When you say, what do you want? Are you asking them, the talent themselves, or are you asking the managers and publicists and the agents and those people?
Well, first of all, it does come with the publicist, but sometimes the publicists who reach out to me, they say, oh, my clients looked at your work. They really like, what they see. And they've also heard through word of mouth kind of how my sessions go. They're very laid back, bohemian, if you want to say. I like to say the ego is left at the door.
Thank you.
Working with everybody, the makeup artist, the hair, the stylist, everybody. It's a big, team effort. And I try to take input from everybody. And if something isn't like flowing or working right, I ask the talent, like, what do you think? Is this not feeling good for you? Because we can totally, switch it. They love it because sometimes like they'll see what the publicist has in mind for styling or what the stylist brought in off of the mood boards that were given up to us. And they put the clothes on and they don't feel comfortable in it. And when they don't feel comfortable in it, it's going to come through. So I tend to try to get some shots off and things like that, but they really do enjoy me asking them what direction they'd like to go in. And usually the publicists that I have these close relationships with don't mind that.
If they don't feel comfortable in their clothing, you didn't say it's game over, but I'm saying it's game over. Because now the clothes are wearing the person.
Right. Right.
So that's so important to make sure that they look or that they feel incredible, that they feel like a superstar, because that energy, the camera picks up on it.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Before we do the podcast, everybody, I send a questionnaire and I say, what is your biggest question for the coaching session? And I'm going to read this, Leslie, okay? It says,
sure.
How do I get the bigger clients with the bigger budgets? How do you keep that pipeline full of new clients? And that's something that we always have to think about, as entrepreneurs, is that, okay, I'm doing the current project, but I have to have one hand in another pot too. And I also have to have another hand that you don't have nurturing a previous client, right? And the other issue is...
it's all about getting the likes and getting the exposure and getting people to, come and interact. And with like the new algorithms that keep changing, it's hard for me to keep up, especially right now, having a two-year-old and we'll talk, I guess, about it a little later, a type 1 diabetic. And like the last thing I want to go learn a whole new algorithm to get exposure. So during the pandemic, with everything kind of shutting down and there's no business to be had, I kind of just was like, well, whatever.
Right. And define that, well, whatever, please. Because I think so many people think that. So I want to define your well, whatever.
Well, I didn't feel like it was doing anything for me at that moment. And I know that Instagram can be super helpful in getting clients. I personally don't get too many clients off Instagram at the moment.
Where would you say most of your clients come from?
Mine come from previous relationships with publicists or, previous clients that I've done in the past who will contact me outside their publicists and ask me to do stuff for them.
Right. And I think this is worth mentioning, too, is that during the pandemic, it's not just the photographers or the filmmakers that are shifting. Everybody's shifting. So the publicists right. that you were working with, they've probably shifted how they're doing, and they might be starting their companies, or companies are shutting down. Would you say that's accurate?
Yeah, it's very accurate. A lot of them don't have their business offices anymore. They're doing them now from their home. So there's not a lot of meet and greets that can happen that way. And then I've had people who their clients have actually had nothing to promote, so they're not going to pay their publicist to promote them.
I have some questions. And before I go into the questions, I always love to tell people what they're doing right. I don't think we do that enough, right? So
sure.
I got to say, you know what you want to do. And you really, like the way you describe, you're like, I do these intimate portraits. I give them an option. I speak to them and their teams trust me, and I'm not like everybody else. So you're not a sensationalist type of photographer. You're more of an intimate mm-hmm. introvert. It's almost like an introvert session, right?
Yeah, pretty much. That's good description.
Let me ask you this. As far as marketing right now, in the past 30 days, have you done any kind of marketing for your business?
No.
Okay. And then have you posted anything on your Instagram?
I've posted a few things. Like I just did a session with an actress, and she actually happens to be a fellow diabetic, which mm-hmm. was just awesome to work with. And she wrote a book, and we were doing the session to promote her book that is launched and now is out on Amazon, called Sugar High. Her name's Alex Park. She was in the Royals. And aside from a few other shoots, this is like getting my toes wet now that I have the vaccine and I can feel safe going out and being around a group of people.
What is it about Instagram, besides the changing algorithms, what is it about that doesn't sit well with you? Because I feel like there's something more to it.
I guess it's probably, what do people actually want to hear? Mm-hmm. What I have to say, is it important? Like, I'm not a big, huge bragger, but I am proud of my work for sure. And I just don't know how to approach Instagram without, it can be egotistical. And so that's kind of weird for me.
Okay. So showing off, which is so funny that you're in LA, right? Like such an un-LA thing. Okay. So it seems a little bit braggy, but you mentioned another thing in your form, and you said, maybe if I study more Photoshop, then you might do better on Instagram. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, I feel like the photography styles change so much. And like I said, I come from a more of a traditional background. I mean, I was in the dark room developing black and whites, learning from, the greats. And so I have that in my mindset. When I'm doing things, but then I see a lot of people doing mixed media type
right.
images. And I don't know if that sits well. Like, I don't know if I think it's cool and all, but then like, I don't know if people think that's real and they go, oh, I want that. But you're like, that's not a real situation. And like, I'm not quite sure how to approach it.
When you said, I see a lot of people doing that, is there another way we can look at that? I'm putting you on the spot.
Sure. Yeah. It's a new way to kind of pivot and twist and do things.
Right. And
but at the same time, it's kind of like when everybody's zigging, like I want to mm-hmm. be able to zag to stand out.
There you go. That's what I was hoping to get to. So when you say a lot of people are doing mixed media, it's such a perfect time to not do mixed media.
Right.
Right. It's the perfect way to stand out. And that's why I always say on my Instagram account, look on the explore page. It's like this. It's duplicates. Mm-hmm, it's reductive mm-hmm. versions of one after another, after another, after another. Right. So I love the idea of you sticking to what matters the most to you and what you studied in school. And it seems like that's what really makes you happy also.
Yeah. And, you know, I appreciate all different types of photography, and things inspire me, and I grab things from certain things that to create other images. One of the other things that I think a lot of my clients have told me that they like is that I do very minimal retouching. Like, I don't change somebody completely.
Right.
So that's one of my, I feel like another strong suit that people come to me for.
I'm going to name one more for you, okay? And then I'm going to talk about Instagram strategy for you, that hoping you'd be open to it. Another thing that I see in your photography is that everybody, and I only noticed it after someone said that about my work too, is that in your picture, everybody is always in a state of calm, and it's like they're almost in a mid daydream. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I've never thought of it that way, but yeah.
They're happy, they're calm. And I think that you pull that out of people, and I would absolutely run with that as far and as fast as you can.
Okay.
Because that's who you are.
Right.
Right. And that's what you, that's how you described your photography. But I want to talk about your Instagram schedule, because a lot of people make Instagram into a full-time job, and I don't think it has to be that at all.
Okay.
And let's talk a little bit more to the listeners about your daily schedule. Like, you're juggling a two-year-old?
Yeah, two-year-old.
So tell me a little bit about schedule and how much time you have, because there's so many photographers that have full-time jobs, or they have kids, or so many other obligations.
Well, I mean, I'm really lucky because my partner, husband, he does take on a lot of the watching of her. So I'm not, and I can always be able to, like, grandparents can watch her. So I'm not like strapped for somebody watching her and getting things done or creating a more permanent schedule. I guess that's kind of my, fault, that I haven't set up, okay, from, you know, X amount of time I'm going to do emails, X amount of time I'm going to work on editing, and X amount of time I'm going to do that type of thing. So I probably should be getting better at that. It's just a little hard because for 39 years, I didn't have to worry about anybody else.
I think it's a matter of you trying to fit in and making what is at all of our disposal work for you, and you don't have to play the race game with other photographers. Would that be accurate?
Yes.
Okay. Do you, let me ask you a most random question. Do you drink coffee or tea in the morning?
Tea or coffee. It depends on the mood.
On the mood, but you drink something in the morning, right? To pick you up?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Are you able to do that maybe 20 minutes by yourself or 15 minutes alone without husband or kid?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So I'd like for you to consider something, because I know that Instagram can be exhausting. My own photography, I'll post maybe once a week, sometimes every 2-3 weeks. But I have a second account where I help photographers, right? You don't have to chase anybody. And the thing about the Instagram algorithm is that it's changing faster and faster than ever. Mm-hmm. And what people are doing is becoming less and less effective.
Right.
So at this point, it's anyone's game.
Right.
Okay. So you could post a whole bunch of images, or you can post 2 a week, which is what I'm suggesting for you, and adding story to it. Post one picture on a Monday, and then post one picture on a Wednesday. That's it. Okay.
Yeah.
But here's what we're going to do. So let's talk about, I'm just kind of scrolling through Sandra Oakley. She was on Survivor. She's an actress. She's beautiful. I would post a picture of hers. I would actually write a caption that is more than 2 or 3 lines, actually 2 paragraphs.
Okay.
About her, about how incredible she is. Okay.
Okay.
About what it was like to photograph her, why she contacted you. Uh-huh. What it was like. Did you all have to hop a fence to get to a certain location, or you know what I mean?
Right.
Anything. Right. We desperately need stories. And story is what's going to take you from one thing to another. Story is what gets people to pay attention to you and to remember you.
Okay.
So if you can just post on a Monday, let's just say you post a picture of Sandra. And then you write like two paragraphs about what that session was like or what that meant to you or what was unique about that. Okay. That's all that you need. What's going to happen eventually is that I'm going to learn that whenever Leslie posts, she doesn't post a lot, but when she posts, there's a really cool story behind it. I want you to overwhelm them with who Leslie Bryce is instead of trying to chase a trend of lots of collages and mixed media art and all of that. Be you and overwhelm them with who you are and what you do. Because that right there is more than enough to keep people interested. And ask a question in that caption. I'm going to make something up. So Sandra called me. She's incredible. She was on Survivor. She's also a very talented actress. She's a mother. And she wanted me to photograph her because she's got an upcoming role to do this. And this was so important to her because blah, 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 blah. And we were on a limited time crunch. So we made it work in this tiny, tiny little room. I'm making all this up, of course. And then you can say, have you ever, can you tell me a shoot that you've had that was such a 911 situation, but you made it work? So you're going to ask your audience for something.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. That's just Monday. That's all you have to do. Tuesday, when you wake up and you have coffee. Okay. Remember, we're not posting on Tuesday. When you wake up and you have coffee on Tuesday, all you're doing is responding back to all the comments.
Oh, okay.
That is it. Okay. So when you do it right now on your latest one, you killed it, Queen. Somebody wrote AB Hair Makeup wrote on your comment about the book. You killed it, Queen. And you wrote back, team effort makes all the difference. I love that. But I would like for you to move forward asking a question in every single comment that you write.
Okay. Question.
Okay. So you could say, what's her name? Let me just address her by name. Erin, thank you so much. Yeah, she's beautiful. I had so much fun shooting her. Have you ever photographed with an all-white background, white shirt? The lighting can be crazy with that. That's it, okay? Then go on their page and leave a thoughtful comment on one or two of their pictures.
Right, right.
What's going to happen here? And I hope everybody listening understands the importance of this. There is the AI algorithm, and then there's a human algorithm, okay? So what will happen is, on the Instagram version of it, I attack Mark Zuckerberg almost every podcast, okay? But Mark Zuckerberg doesn't care if you're happy. All he wants to do is for you to help keep people on his app.
Sure.
And the more you do that, the more money he makes by selling advertisement.
Mm-hmm.
So aim to make Mark Zuckerberg look good, and he will make you look good.
Mm-hmm.
That's the pivot, okay? So on Tuesday, remember Monday we posted.
Sure.
On Tuesday, you're going to go back and respond back to every single comment. If there's only one comment, treat that person like royalty and respond back and go mention one or two things on their thing. That's all I want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why that's also important is this. Instagram's algorithm is going to say, hey, every time Leslie posts, people stop their scroll. They count how long each image is on screen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when we're scrolling, Leslie, if I stop and I'm reading your two paragraphs, that's going to tell Instagram, hey, something good is happening over here. Show it to more of her followers.
Gotcha.
Okay. So we're just manipulating the algorithm. We're using it right back as it's using us. Then when someone leaves you a comment, even if they left you a little emoji, turn that into a question for them somehow. So you're going to now, they left a comment. That's one comment. You're going to comment right back and ask a question also within that comment. That's two. Obviously, that person is going to come back and respond back. That's three.
Right.
That's how we're going to start working the algorithm toward favoring you and making sure that you're not doing anything that's not Leslie.
Right.
You're not chasing it. You're not doing a TikTok dance. You're not doing anything that's not you. Right.
Right.
When there are three comments, that has the ability to become 9 comments for your engagement.
Right.
It's going to start building. Initially, everyone that's done this in my masterclass and any of my workshops, when they do this, they always come back and they're like, Wally, guess what? It worked. I'm like, I know, I wouldn't say it if it didn't, you know, but it takes a couple of weeks for people to be trained on Leslie responding back thoughtfully and inquiring about them.
Right.
Okay. When that happens, this has taken a minute, everybody, but I want to make sure everybody really gets it too. Not only does that human being have more of an attachment to you because you actually validated them back and you asked about them and then you went on their page and you even left a comment there.
Right.
Would you agree or disagree? They are far more likely to engage with you again in the future.
Oh, totally. Way
right?
more.
Yeah. Would you agree that they might even refer you more in the future?
Yeah, definitely.
Right. And you've spent how much out of pocket?
Nothing.
There we go. Right. On the Instagram algorithm of it, something is happening here. People are stopping their scroll and they're reading. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's show it to a few more people. Wait a minute. Some people, once you read a couple paragraphs, you don't even click a like. Kind of a jerk, you know?
Right.
Like, I'm just being honest, right?
Right.
So we're getting some kind of engagement and they're probably going to leave a comment. And then you're going to respond back. And then they're going to respond back. Instagram is like, something is happening here. Let's show this to more of Leslie's followers.
Right.
Let's remind her. Let's remind everybody that she's back on the radar. Let's start putting her out there more.
Right.
That person or those people that respond to your, that you guys converse back and forth, they have a far higher chance of seeing future posts.
Right. That's, yeah, the whole thing about not getting your post seen.
So we're going to work Mark Zuckerberg right back.
Right.
But the goal is make him look good. Make people stay on his app. Make people engage on his app.
Right.
And then they will reward you, not because they care about you, but because you're keeping people on the app. They want to give you more shine on that stage.
Right, right.
Okay. The longest explanation, but I really just, because when I got this form, I was like, I know what she needs. On Wednesday, you post again. Same thing
right.
as Monday.
Okay.
Don't worry about the comments. Just post again. If you get an immediate comment, like within the first couple minutes, go ahead and respond to it, right? Because they're live on their IG and it's fine. But just do that. Have your coffee. Enjoy your morning. And do everything that you have to do. On Thursday, you're going to repeat Tuesday. Just respond
right.
back to comments.
Okay.
Okay? And then on Friday, it's just catch up. Anything you may have missed. On Friday, anyone that left you comments on previous posts, go on their pages and start that conversation, start that engagement with them. That is all you need to do.
That's some good info.
Okay. So it shouldn't take you more than 10 minutes every single morning, 15, 10 or 15 max.
Okay.
And it's absolutely okay for you to bring out the old pictures because now they're coming out with story.
Okay. No, I mean, that makes a lot more sense. It's just coming up, I guess, for me with the caption.
I don't believe you.
Getting out of my own head to create yes. something, you know, and that's, you know, and stop like censoring myself, so to speak.
Can I ask you a question? Can I just quiz you on the spot? Because I don't believe that entirely. Can I
okay,
quiz
sure.
you on the spot? Okay,
yeah.
I'm going first row, Lizzie Green. Happy birthday, Lizzie Green. Who is she? What has she done? Tell me about that shoot. It's a beautiful photograph.
That shoot was done pretty much guerrilla style. She needed it done ASAP. So her publicist and I, we actually just scouted a couple few areas in Beverly Hills, and she had a really great time, and she liked that it was free-flowing.
Can you share one tip for relax? I love that. Okay. So you can't ever say again, you have trouble with the caption because you just wrote one paragraph. Okay.
Okay.
But can you give me one more tip there for future clients to be impressed by who you are and what you do.
You know, just making them go, you know, or being silly in the sense of like, oh, yes, we're standing on a corner and we're shooting. This is so normal. And then they laugh. And usually they like go, yeah, this is no big deal, you know?
Right. So all I'm saying is like, if I was to say, can you write two paragraphs for Lizzie Green? Her publicist called me. This was a last minute job. We have a great relationship. And they said, look, Lizzie's in town. I'm making all this up, but Lizzie's in town.
Sure.
Are you able to do a quick photo shoot? We totally trust you. And then you can say, yeah, we did that. And the PR agent and I drove around Beverly Hills. We picked something on Robertson and at the alleys behind Robertson. And we took some great pictures there. But for anyone nervous to take a picture with a photographer, here's a quick tip.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That's
and
great.
That's it. Because what you're doing is you're telling us more about Lizzie. You're telling mm-hmm. us more about the experience. Believe mm-hmm. it or not, we have to humanize ourselves again because we're so automated. And
yes.
you're also telling people you're a pro because you're giving them a little tip. So you're kind of selling without selling.
Got it. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, I definitely do agree that my Instagram isn't necessarily personable. And
isn't that funny? Your photography is exactly what?
What I want. I know.
Yeah.
So, obviously, that's why I'm not a writer and I pick photography.
Can we play a little game of true or false?
Sure.
All right. True or false, everyone's a photographer now, right?
True.
Okay. True or false, not everyone has the depth of experience that you have.
True.
So I think talking about it reminds people that you have years of experience under your belt.
Right. What we covered here was very, very helpful. And I'm very appreciative of your taking your time to talk to me today.
Of course. Happy to do it. Your work is beautiful. More people need to see it.
Yeah, I'm ready to get back to it. So.
Awesome. How can everybody, how can the listeners find you? Because I know we're on Clubhouse right now, but it'll be on a podcast soon too.
Through website or through Instagram handle?
And those would be?
Leslie Bryce Photo is for my Instagram, but Leslie is spelled Lesley, and the photo is Photo.
Perfect. And so it's LesleyBryce.com.
Yes.
And then, and Leslie Bryce Photo, Photo on Instagram.
Correct.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time, Leslie. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
I had a good time.
Thank you. Me too.
I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast today with Leslie Bryce. Now, here's the thing. If you're looking for private mentorship on your photography business and you understand the importance of investing in your business, I've got two things that's going to really help you and change your game for you. First one is my masterclass. It's called 40 Days to Profit. The reason why is over 40 days, you get the roadmap that I use for my career. The same roadmap where people said, Waleed, this is not going to work. Waleed, this is not how it's done. Waleed, you can't do that. Now, very humbly and respectfully, a lot of people that told me that have given up on the game and I've surpassed their careers because I decided to do it my way. And I've taken that roadmap, I've taken that type of learning, and I've put it out into a masterclass that's going to help you over 40 days. Everything from how do you establish your business the right way, to marketing, to pricing, to website design, to shooting, retouching, working with models, growing your business, and the list goes on and on. If you're looking for a self-guided masterclass that's going to change the game for you, the Photography Masterclass 40 Days to Profit is the answer that you need. Your first, I would guess, depending on your location and your pricing, your first one, possibly two clients should absolutely pay for the masterclass. So that right there is a no-brainer for investing in your business. The link for that program is also down in the description of this podcast. Once again, my name is Waleed Azami. You can find me on Instagram, waleed.azami, and all my social is down below in the description. My YouTube, my TikTok, my Clubhouse, it's my Instagram, all of that. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for giving Leslie and I some of your day. And I hope that you learned and I really enjoyed my time with Leslie. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you guys next time.